USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows failed to appear before a deposition before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots. His hearing was scheduled to begin at 10 o'clock, but a few minutes past 10, committee staff and investigators exited the room. Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate. He said that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. White House officials said that Terwilliger is wrong on both the facts and the law. On Thursday, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the National Archives from releasing Trump's White House records ahead of oral arguments for Trump's appeal, which is scheduled for November 30th. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon was held in contempt of Congress for his refusal to comply with the committee subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit, and attempting to control her career and personal life. Her father became her legal guardian in 2008, taking over all her financial decisions during mental health concerns at the time. Jamie Spears fought his daughter in court until last August, when he then finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Britney Spears supporters gathered outside the courthouse, cheering and throwing confetti when they learned of the judge's decision. Spears posted a video from the crowd on Instagram, writing, "I think I'm going to cry the rest of the day. Best day ever. Best day ever. Praise the Lord." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Wisconsin judge presiding over the homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse said he's thinking of allowing the jury to consider lesser charges when they enter deliberations next. Kenosha County Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder told attorneys he'll let them know his decision on Saturday. He explained to Rittenhouse, who's 18, what allowing lesser charges would mean for his case. Rittenhouse is on trial for the shooting deaths of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and injuring another man on August 25, 2020, during protests related to the shooting of Jacob Blake. Prosecutors argued that Rittenhouse acted recklessly by attending the protest with an AR-15-style rifle, inciting fear and violence in those around him. Defense attorneys, however, said their client fired his gun in self-defense. The current high price of gas has people worried about inflation.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is just under $3.43 a gallon nationwide. Prices are up $1.30 since 2020, and all that being said, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has nothing new regarding what the Biden administration is going to do to lower the prices at the pump.
The message to Americans is that we're not just closely and directly monitoring the situation, which of course we've been doing, but we're looking at every tool in our arsenal. You mentioned some of them. Well, I don't have anything to preview today. The president is quite focused on this, as is the economic team.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.